Friday it is, September the 17th. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. McCafe menu today. Clay O'Donoghue Smith kicked 8 goals during that 2016 run to the Premiership for the Western Bulldogs, and it's 8 days until the grand final. So that's how we've arrived at number 8. We tried a few along the way, but we're wrapped to have Clay O'Donoghue Smith. You might have to tell me the story about the O'Donoghue bits. Lewis Martin, Managing Director for Channel 7, huge week for Channel Whispers. They got the Brownlow Medal on Sunday night, of course, and then a big week leading into the grand final. How good's this? Jason Richardson to join us for the whole spring / summer of racing. So Richo's back. And Tony Bahagio, we're hoping to speak to, who runs a hotel that is outside of where I'm sitting right now at Optus Stadium that has 3,000 patrons come into it, and you can't fit any more in, Wish. That's how popular it is, one of your old teammates. Oh, it's a big morning. It's Fun Friday. It's been a big week. Get me to the line, my friend, please.
Good morning to you, Gary. Good morning to everybody. Hey, with Richo, do I write down his tips today, or do we get the specials on the Saturday?
Well, do we get
these ones?
We need to talk. And this is great. I'm glad he's joining us regularly every Friday, because I don't want his values or his best, long shots. I want his winners. That's all I want of him. So he's going to join us out of 8. So that'll be great. What's Clay Smith? He's a fantastic footy player. He had a knee reco, worked his way back, kicked 8 goals during that finals campaign. What's the O'Donoghue, please? Fill me in there.
That's his partner's name. So he's taken his partner's name as part of his name. So this is not something that's unusual, was around during
it's
the day.
It's not unusual.
No, it's not unusual. No, it's not unusual. Okay. My
right, I'm with you now.
Yeah, my daughter and her husband have done exactly the same thing.
Okay,
yeah.
Right, I wasn't aware of that. Clay O'Donoghue-Smith to join us. So number 8. We had a few number 8s. We got onto the wizard who wore number 8 for about 5 minutes and then went back to his 33 and he sent a cryptic message back. Yeah, nah, all sweet, brother, nah.
No, it was a bro.
What was it?
I think a bro. I think he said a bro in there.
So we didn't know whether it was a yeah, I will, or yeah, nah, I'm not. And then we couldn't get back onto him.
It was a no. In fact, the stories around the non-securing of the number 8s or the numbers on a daily basis is almost better than the story themselves. Yeah, although no one's ever going to top Richard yesterday. He's got some fans out there, Richard, after that performance yesterday.
Yeah. It took off.
Everywhere I went yesterday, people were talking about that, Gary.
They were.
In fact, the bloke I walked with after the show yesterday around the tan, I had to pick him up off the ground after a while. He was still laughing.
I did a recap of the interview, which I do after every show. I go over the show again.
I love the notes you send through.
I found when I recapped that was that, for me, he was absolutely open, but for you, every question you put to him, he just went whack. You upset him somehow. I don't know how, but you upset him. I don't know why it happened.
He thinks your name's Joel.
He said, where did you get his talent from? He goes, Mum and Dad. That put you back. I was watching you. You went right back, and you nearly, and then you threw old butter up again. Did you have a kick in the front yard with him as a young bloke? Bit hard, grew up in Perth. That was the one that put you.
That's when I pointed to you. How did you go in the chopper yesterday? I was really worried for you yesterday. How did you go yesterday in that chopper?
Oh.
Was it a white knuckle ride or not?
So the volcano's over here, you know that?
I didn't know that, no.
So big cane corns arrived on Monday maybe. And he came with us. So it was a big chopper. It had two front seats and then there was like sort of a bench seat across the back. I've never seen a more petrified man. Then it was raining and it was coming in sideways, Whispers. And he had panic and fear. Like genuine. I'm not joking either. Genuine panic and fear.
So who would have thought?
Let him sit up the front. So there you go. And there was some weather. And as soon as we got up and we headed towards Bunbury, you could just see. Like you could see the weather that we had to go through. He was petrified. It was funny.
Was it a 5-10 minute ride?
You have the headsets on so you can talk to each other, and we were giving it to him. It was a 45 minute ride.
That's a long ride.
It was a long way. I've got to put my hand up. I got crook at the end.
Did you?
I had to go to the bag.
I beg your pardon?
I had to go to the bag
Would have been a nice Louis Vuitton one or something. What sort of bag was it?
It was a vomit bag. I didn't use it, but I had it. I was very, very close. So I got down just in time. But anyway, it was good. Bunbury is
what
nice.
Did you do there?
We did breakfast.
Ah.
For our Bunbury station. We've got a station down there.
Oh, we have too. Yeah,
great people down there in Bunbury. It's going fantastically well. We did it right on the dolphin. There's a function centre sort of there where you go to swim with the dolphins down in Bunbury.
Did anyone mention?
It'd be a beautiful place to go down when the weather was good. I reckon it's. Hutchie reckons he's been down there 50 times and never been anything other than 25 and sunny. Yesterday it was hosing, coming in sideways.
Did anyone mention Leon Baker while you were there yesterday?
Not one person.
Oh, okay. I'm pretty sure he got recruited from Bunbury. So he was on sort of like a motorcycle odyssey around Australia. He started playing football at Bunbury. Then he got recruited from Bunbury. I think he won the best and fairest there at Bunbury. This might be slightly wrong, but right. I think he won the best and fairest at Bunbury. Then he got recruited to Swan Districts and then played in the Waffle the following year and won the best and fairest the following year for Swan Districts.
Right.
Jeez. Anyway, I thought somebody might have mentioned his name. Or maybe I got the wrong place.
No, he wasn't mentioned yesterday, but they're very proud of their footy and they love sport down there and they love our station. They've got a new office and new studio down there. We went and had a look at that as well, so it was great.
Ben Cousins make news over there yesterday about the fact that he's accepted the invitation to the Brownlow?
Yeah, it is. It's big news in here in Perth. So there's a lot of stories not the rumour mill, but people talk, and the suggestion is that he may have his life in order, which would be a good thing. We know he's been through some challenges. So, and he's, I don't know if it's confirmed yet, but he's, various agencies are suggesting that he has confirmed, and others are saying that he's thinking about it. And the AFL are very open to having him there. So I've got some stuff that I have to do next week for the AFL, of which his name's been bandied around. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. So would you like to see him there on Sunday night?
Haven't really given it a thought, but if he feels that, that's what he wants to do, and I haven't got a problem with him going in any way, no.
Mm.
I would think over there in Perth he'd get an amazing reception from the people over there. They still love him.
They do. Look, he's been given lots of chances, and I think he's put his hands up for that. But we want to give people the best chance to be their best self. That's not, you don't forget, what's gone on. But I hope he gets an opportunity. Bernadette's worried about me. She says, it sounds like it's been a very social time. We all know you aren't a great socialite. Well, that is true, Bernadette. I'm not going to go to the Brownlow, for instance, because I think that would have put me right on the back foot from Sunday night for what's going to be a big week.
Yeah, that won't be a great start for you for the rest of the week. And the tickets, they sold, in 10 minutes yesterday, those extra tickets that went on for the grand final?
Oh, yeah. They said it was a world record demand when it went on. That was the big buzz.
A world record demand?
Well, that's what they said.
Who said that?
Ticket Tech.
Oh, okay.
Said they'd never seen anything like it, demand for tickets. Kane Corns are central to the grand final. Well, he's part of the media that he's calling the grand final, so it'd be the role that he's playing over here. So,
yeah. Of course. And Phil from the Vines has said this through. Yes, Leon Baker played for South Bunbury, then Swan Districts, Gary. I think we could build this story a little bit further. I'm pretty sure that he went from South Bunbury, I think they won the flag. Mm-hmm. He won the BNF. He went to Swan Districts the next year. They won the flag. He won the BNF. And I think they won the flag again the following year, Swan Districts, and then he might have gone to Essendon. His first year at Essendon was 84, and guess what happened?
What?
Essendon won the flag in 84.
Wow. Yeah.
He was a flag specialist.
Why don't you track him down? I'd love to talk to Leon Baker.
He doesn't talk much.
I know. That's why I'd love to talk to him.
He doesn't talk much.
Hey, I've got the Herald Sun online up here. Your Joby Obi-Wan Kenobi's on the front and
the back.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Then I read a quote from you. So this is a big documentary on the Essendon supplements saga, and it's going to be played on Fox. So welcome to Fox.
No, it's not on that period of time. It's on the history of the club.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm only reading the supplement part, am I?
Yeah. No, what happened was we got interviewed about 2 years ago, maybe 18 months ago. It's a long time ago now, actually. I can't even remember how long ago it is, but everybody was interviewed about the history of the club because Essendon celebrates.
So this is just part of what they pulled out.
Yes. Next year is the celebration of 150 years
I see.
Of the Essendon Football Club, and there's a doco that's going to be released, And Fox have bought the rights to show it, and the Herald Sun have started to write about it because they've had a look at it now. So, yeah, that's what
so
it's
naturally
all about.
Enough, the first thing they would put down is naturally the enough. Most controversial bit. So I see, I get it now. I was going to ask you, I didn't think you would do a supplementary documentary, to be perfectly honest.
I thought I did explain that to you before we came on air, but obviously you might have been half asleep at that stage. We did have a 5-minute conversation about it.
Not half asleep.
Three quarters.
I logged on yesterday for tickets. I joined the queue. I was number 153,000th. Safe to say
what?
I missed out.
150? No way. No way.
Yeah.
Do you feel that there's a sense of footy fever over there at the moment? I know you're not moving around the streets of Perth, but do you get the sense that there's real excitement about the grand final?
Unbelievably.
Yeah.
No, I'm not joking. And this hasn't even cranked up yet. There's nothing on this weekend, basically, until the Brownlow. Brownlow will kick it off on Sunday. The Western Australian people are so proud to have this. We heard it from Basil only a couple of days ago. They're so proud to have the grand final. It's going to be jam-packed. Tony Bahadur, I hope we can talk to him, Wispy.
So yeah, we will.
It's called the Camfield, which it's right next door here. Because this is built on the old golf course, right?
Yep.
The clubhouse for the golf course is part of this huge, huge structure that's got there. So 3,000, they reckon. 3,000 come charging in there, capacity, and there's queues for miles. That's pre-game. Mm. And then you can imagine post-game and all that sort of stuff. So I hope we can have a chat with the budgie.
No, he didn't seem disappointed when I was talking to him the other day about the business at all, Gary.
No.
He didn't seem one bit disappointed about the possibility of them filling their boots again for grand final day.
No, exactly right.
You know what, though? And I've always said this about Perth because, we've had to go over there many times to play football and work and stuff like that. That city loves football.
Yeah,
like,
they
love football. Mm. And if there's one great thing that's happened as a result of COVID, and there hasn't been too many, it's the fact that last year the grand final did get to go outside Victoria and went to Brisbane, and then this year it's going to Perth because it would never have happened under any other circumstance other than COVID for this to take place. And it is a great, you know what, we're biased and all that type, but we live in our little bubble over here in Victoria around football, and we think of the game that really is VFL expanded into an AFL competition. But it's great that we are sharing the game to other parts of the country too, to those that love it like they do over there.
Yeah,
in the West.
There is waffle games, yes, that's pointed out. Thanks, Ray or Roy. There is some big waffle games on the weekend. That is absolutely right. When I say there's nothing on here, I mean from an AFL point of view, I thought you'd understand that. But the waffle games will be big. I'll give you the waffle updates on Monday.
Really?
When and why.
Are you going to go to the waffle games, eh? You should do that. You should do it.
I'll tell
you what, you should do a special spot there.
A few of our Western Australian boys tomorrow. So there's a whole host of ex-Demons over here. So hopefully we can do that.
Why don't you give Dennis a call?
Then I'm going to have a very quiet weekend, Wispy.
Right. Why don't you give Dennis a call? And I think he'd call some of the waffle games still over there in Perth and do a surprise guest specials appearance with Dennis.
I'll run it past Lewis when he joins us a little later on.
He's got a big announcement about you this morning too, although I might go with it before he gets to it. It's a big, big announcement. There's been a big negotiation that's been taking place between Channel 7 and Fox.
Really?
I don't think you know about this.
I don't know about it.
I don't think you know about this.
All right. Clay O'Donoghue Smith, 8 goals in the 2016 finals campaign, 8 days to the grand final. Lewis Martin, Jason Richardson, Tony Bahadur. What about that for a lineup? You can hear the waffle on SENWA, by the way. Tyson Beattie and Stephen Malaxos is going to call it Saturday afternoon. So get on the app if you want to have a listen to that. The Herald Sun done a deep dive into Melbourne's road to the granny. Neil Danaher's advice to the players about the prelim final. Don't change your routine, the Demon coach said. If you've been doing it, and I haven't, if you've been going out and doing it, and I don't know about it, keep doing it.
I love that.
Let's have a break. We'll be back after this.
Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
I was knocked out severely at the end of the career. So I ended up in hospital and, the first memory was waking up and looking at the hospital bed, and the last memory I had was going back for a mark for the flight of the ball, and I was looking at the ceiling in the hospital bed, and I turned to my wife and I saw her and I thought, did I take the mark? Yes, not even close.
Big Johnny Brown last night on the front bar. I have to get a look at that on the 7 app. I didn't see it live last night.
Thanks for allowing him to come on Channel 7 last night too. I know everything has to go past you. Thank you for doing that. We must be giving you must be getting something off us as well, are you?
What are
we
giving you? Quid pro quo.
Yeah, what are we giving you?
I think you're coming on the couch on Monday night.
I ran into Mike Sheen yesterday. You know how we were talking about Mike yesterday?
Yeah, I watched a bit of him.
Yes, and then I ran into him yesterday around the corner.
Yeah, and what'd you say? You thought he was retired?
I said, I thought you were retired. He said, oh, I just went back on. And I said, yeah, he made quite an impact too, just talking about two things that no one else was going to be talking about. Yes. I said, are you going to ring Simon Goodwin and apologise? And he said, and what can I possibly say? And I said, you're right, I wouldn't even bother apologising. It's not as if it slipped out. You've done is just revealed the content of a private conversation.
Yeah. And another one that they're all trying to keep under wraps in there.
And I said, here is Luke Beveridge looking for stuff that he can throw at his team, and you've just provided some ammunition to beat your great club in the grand final. Oh, don't be like that.
Johnny from Epping is going to be on today. Of course he's on. The reason you don't promo him now is just part of the show.
I had a beautiful 15-minute conversation with him yesterday, Gary, too, and he is desperate for us to go out and have a look at his garden once COVID...
What happened yesterday? Didn't something happen? Did they loosen restrictions or something?
Yeah, but that's only been... I think that's been extended from 5K to 10, so we're not going to be able to get to Epping when you get back to Melbourne, but his veggies are growing beautifully, although he's had an attack of the birds out there in Epping. Very dramatic day yesterday.
Oh, okay, don't tell me. I'll wait until we talk to him later. He can tell us the whole story. We have got so much to talk about. Ben Simmons, Tim.
Yeah.
I just read this. You're the basketball man. I'm a Golden State Nugget man.
Mm.
I'm reading that it's reported he's going to be stuck with Philadelphia.
That's right.
They can't get the deal done, so they'll just keep him here, and they'll fine him every day that he doesn't attend training. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful environment that'll be at Philadelphia this year.
That's right.
He told him he doesn't want to play with them. He's not turning up for the preseason camp, and he's happy to get fined $1 million. They couldn't do a deal, and now they're going, well, you can come, and if you don't come, I'll fine you every time you don't come to training. That's a great setup. Give us an atmosphere.
For great team unity. The fine could be up to $308,000 a day if he doesn't turn up.
How much?
$308,000 a day if he doesn't turn up. Now, that's enough to make your head turn, isn't it?
Jeez. But apart from all that, right, that's the money side of it. You can't have a sporting organisation like that. You can't have a team like that.
They've tried to do a deal. Everybody's tried to do a deal, and they're not.
He told him he hates them. He's not going.
That's right.
And they said, "Fair enough. We hate you. We'll try and trade you." And then they go, "Now we can't. So therefore, you can come back."
Yeah, it's not going to end well.
Oh, really?
No, it's not going to end well. But I think now this is sort of like the 76ers. This is how it's been reported. They haven't actually made this statement, the club themselves, right? So this is the report about it.
Right.
So it may just be that this is some sort of brinksmanship too.
That's right.
Yeah.
Could he go to the Nuggets?
I don't think the Nuggets haven't been able to do the trade that they would want.
Was that an option?
Well, they looked at that. Yeah, they looked at that. But the 76ers want a player. Like, they want a great player, like a guard. I think it's somebody, they want a top 10 type player in the game because they say that's what they value him as.
Jeez, that's just got stink written all over it for the 76ers. That's untenable.
Well, and for Ben, too. Yeah. Can you imagine the state of mind going into a... I know, they're all getting paid. They get a lot of money. But at the same time... What's going on right now? The uncertainty of it all.
It's cruel. It's the Golden State Warriors. I shouldn't go on with that joke. But at least we've got a new listener there, Wispy.
That's right.
I mistakenly called the Golden State Nuggets one day. That's why we call them the Nuggets. It's just a bit of an in-joke. Hey, for the trots.com.au, Taylor Bunbury's got a big trotting fraternity. I sat next to the head of the Bunbury Trotting Club yesterday. Big trots down there in Bunbury.
Is he sulky sort of a guy? Or...
he's not sulky, but he's got sulkies running around. I couldn't get the pantry's tips. They got Craig Rail's specials. His best bet, race four, number four at Shep tonight. One big shoe, and then you can go to Ballarat tomorrow. Jason Bonington's got his best bet, race six, number four, spring in his step. Thetrots.com.au, every race live and free. Lap up the trots, and if they're at Bunbury, get in behind them because they run a great trotting meet down there.
You know the giveaway when you meet somebody that's been a trotting driver?
What?
The handshake. Oh, they've got strong hands, strong wrists, strong forearms.
Nah, you're talking to a trotting driver. That's not right.
That is right. That,
you don't need strong arms.
You do, Gary. I've met a lot over the years.
No, yeah. To give me one.
Brian Gath.
Oh, you met Brian, did you?
Yes.
When did you meet Brian?
A long time ago.
How long?
I can't remember exactly where it was or when it was. I think I was with Ray Benson and Bill Collins at the time.
He had strong forearms.
He did, very strong.
All right,
I've still got a dislocated finger.
Tim's
look,
take over the true trotting portfolio. Hey, you want your Brownlow tips throughout the morning? And let's do this, right? Let's take out Wines. Let's take out Bontempelli. Let's take out Oliver. And who? I haven't got the mark in front of me. Maybe,
okay.
Who's the other one?
Steele.
It's Jack Steele. Let's take them out. So outside of Wines, Oliver, Bontempelli, and Steele.
Who can win it?
Yeah, then give us your tip. So they're the obvious. So send through your tips all morning. See, there might be someone that's prepared to find a real roughie. Mm-hmm. I keep thinking Tom Mitchell, who won the best and fairest for Hawthorn for the third time overnight. I keep thinking he's going to poll really well, Tom Mitchell, but they haven't won enough games, so he's not going to threaten. But I think he's going to be a good poller. So we're looking for sort of a roughie that's going to finish in the top five. That's sort of what we're looking for. So outside of Wines, Oliver Bontempelli and Jack Steele, give us your thoughts on that.